So right now I'd like to introduce you to my guest joining me here in the studio. I have Tanis Helliwell. Aloha, Tanis.
Aloha, Tracy.
Thanks for taking some time out to come and speak with me here today. And our listeners will be happy to hear from you. Now, the last time you were here was, what, 2019?
Yeah, I think it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2019. And you offered a workshop while you were here as well as a talk. Tanis Helliwell is an author. You're kind of like a clairvoyant. I don't know if that's the word you use, but you are someone who sees what others don't see. We'll put it that way.
Yeah, it's been like that since I was a child. I was born with the gift, and then I hid it for several decades before it felt like it was safe to actually say those things.
Right. So, first of all, Tanis is here visiting us all the way from British Columbia, but she frequently comes to Hawaii. And she's an author of quite a few books, and one of her more recent books was actually called The High Beings of Hawaii, and that book was written with the encounter she had with the mystical ancestors here in Hawaii. Actually, in Kauai particularly, wasn't it?
A lot of it happened in Kauai, yes, because we were talking to the Moho and the Menahuni here, and so the book was about various ancestral beings and little people that are here in the Big Island and all the other islands too.
Right. So also, if you'd like to find out more about Tanis, you can visit her website, which is tanishelliwell.com. That's TanisHelliwell.com. One of her most recent books is The Leprechaun Story, and it's as told by Lloyd, which is the leprechaun that Tanis met, what, over 30 years ago in Ireland?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was in the late 70s.
And that was over 40 years ago.
I know. I'll date myself here. So it was over 40 years ago, and I was living in a haunted cottage in Ireland. I didn't know it when I rented the cottage sight unseen, but the locals in Kiel of Achill Island were very fast to inform me that it was called the Fairy Cottage, and I was on a whole haunted lane. And so that's where I met Lloyd the Leprechaun, and he and I have been pals for the last 4 decades.
All right, fantastic. So the first, was your Summer with the Leprechauns, was that the first book you authored?
That was probably the first book I authored. Another one of my books, Take Your Soul to Work by Random House, came out within about 6 months. So they were both kind of neck and neck.
Fantastic. So so maybe just give a little background, your background, because you spent many decades in the corporate world. And maybe you could talk just briefly about that, and then the evolution, the transformation, when you actually just kind of more stepped into the gifts that you were born with and spent more focus on that.
When I was 19, Tracy, I had a near-death experience, and I was hanging by a rope at a ski toe. And I saw at that time that I could either die at that moment, or if I decided I was going to live, that I wouldn't be able to do what I really was here to do till I was 29, which is a solar return. And so I went to work as a corporate consultant and a therapist. I'm a psychotherapist by training, and worked a lot in the corporate world for 3 decades by day. And then on the weekends and at night, ever since I was 29, I've been doing past life regressions and self-hypnosis, and meditation is where I started, and then kind of went on to dream analysis, and then went on to leprechauns and dragons and angels. So the two works went side by side, and at first I thought, oh God, would I ever like to be one of these lucky people who can just focus on the spiritual workshops? And then I'd meet people who were just doing these. They'd say, oh God, I wish I could also work in the mainstream. So it's a strange thing, but I think we have to, all of us, just accept what the universe wants for us.
Right. Yeah. So, one of Tanis's most recent books, as I mentioned, is called The Leprechaun Story, and it's written from, I'll say, interviews you did with Lloyd, and that he had actually asked you to write this book. Maybe you could just talk a little bit, because you do have this decades-long relationship with Lloyd, the leprechaun, in Ireland. Oh, before we do that, though, I want to let you know, Tanis is actually going to be having a talk and book signing about the leprechaun story, because this is just came out, what, last year.
Yeah,
in 2023. That's going to be happening Friday evening. And then Tanis is also offering a one-day workshop this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and that's going to be, both of these events are in the Wailua homesteads. You can find out more by, you can send her an email if you'd like to register and get the address. So, you want to give out your email, Tanis?
Sure. It's Tanis at TanisHelliwell.com.
Yeah. And that's HELLIWELL. So it's hell with an I and then well.
Take the hell and make it well.
Right. With an I in between. Yeah. You're for yourself. I like that. You know, I'm going to take hell and make myself well. No. We could have a lot of fun with that. Anyway. So yes, she will be offering a talk and book signing on Friday evening, and then an all-day workshop entitled Earth, Our Home, which we will, you know, why don't we just go ahead and talk a little bit about that while we have, you know, and then we can go back to just.
Sure.
Because, you know, people are always tuning in, tuning off, so, you know, driving in their car. So Earth, Our Home, it's going to be a full-day workshop up in the Wailua homesteads. And could you talk a little bit about what inspired you to come up with that sort of theme, and, you know, what will the day sort of entail?
I feel that all my work for my whole life has really been Earth, Our Home, and how to assist people to become conscious. And why? Because we really want to become guardians of this wonderful planet. And I don't think I'm alone in this. I think that this is a major theme in our world today. And everybody has their own little filter of how they'd go about that. My work's very participatory. So I like to help people to work with various elements, earth, air, fire, and water. I often do like a past life regression with people so that they can see what kind of guardian and their gift right now is that they can offer to the earth. Why are they here? I've worked with First Nations people all over the world, and so some of my work will be calling on what I've learned in the mystical tradition in First Nations, because some people think it's quite simple, but I've been fortunate to study the deeper mysteries there. So, yeah, that's a nutshell. It's enough for a day.
So that's going to be this Saturday, and that's going to be from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and it's in the Wailua homesteads. She will also, Tanis will also be having a talk and a book signing, focusing on her recent leprechaun book called The Leprechaun Story, as told by Lloyd. And Lloyd is the leprechaun that Tanis met over 40 years ago in Ireland. And for perhaps, for just for fun, like, what is, because I know reading the book that Lloyd had said, just, you know, I want you to write my story, because the one you wrote years ago is your story about meeting me and things like that. So he kind of wanted to be the focal point. But what's some of the things that you enjoy the most about Lloyd, the leprechaun?
Well, his humor. His humor, and very spontaneous. All elementals are very spontaneous, and they have a love of life, a joy, quite uncensored. And humans are so darn censored, and spontaneous is not a quality that we actually advocate being a human. So that is what I love. It is it's a freedom to be authentic, to be actually who you are. So Lloyd has gifted me with this, and some people think, oh God, you know, maybe she is an elemental. And I think I've probably gifted him, I don't know if he'd say that, with some human qualities, and he's become maybe more serious about his role in getting elementals to want to work with humans, and that is his purpose.
Right. So if you've just tuned in, I'm speaking with Tanis Helliwell, and we are talking about one of her more recent books, and it's A Story Like No Other, and it's an opportunity to learn about the leprechaun from the leprechaun himself, Lloyd. It's called The Leprechaun Story, as told by Lloyd to Tanis Helliwell. Tanis is also the author of many other books, which I'm going to, some of these you may have read, because Tanis has been here before. She has one called Good Morning, Henry. It's an in-depth journey with the body intelligence. Then High Beings of Hawaii, which is about encounters with mystical ancestors in the state of Hawaii and even here on Kauai. Hybrids, So You Think You Are Human. Summer with the Leprechauns, a true story. And then Pilgrimage with the Leprechauns, a true story of a mystical tour of Ireland. Then we have Decoding Your Destiny, Keys to Humanity's Spiritual Transformation. She's also authored Manifest Your Soul's Purpose and Embraced by Love Poems. So she's actually...
I'm exhausted just listening to that list.
Like, and you can find out all of this, and you can find out more about Tanis at her website, TanisHelliwell.com. That's TanisHelliwell.com. And then also, what it was like, how many, what did you say, like 25 years ago you started your institute? You want to talk a little bit about that too?
Sure. I basically do whatever Spirit asks me to do. So all the books are ones that Spirit said, hey, we have this, this book needs to be written. And so, I think I was around the year 1999, just before the year 2000, three different people, in New Mexico and Toronto and Vancouver asked me if they could study in depth with me. And they wanted to really, just not come to a course, but to do in-depth work in spiritual transformation. So I don't know about you, Tracy, but I've got kind of this law myself, whereas if you're asked three times, you've got to say yes. You don't know what it is, but you're saying yes. So that happened. So I said, great, okay, I'm committing to you. What do you want? And so they said, okay, how about, and they came up with the International Institute for Transformation, and our mission statement, still the same, which is to help people with their personal transformation, with their transformation in their work, and transformation in the world, to be a world server. So those three components are still there. So we've been going since 2000, and I love it. I do online, so that there are people from Asia and Australia and Alaska and Canada and the States and Europe that come. And I also go to many of these countries in person every year to teach. So I'm just tickled that I'm here and I can be with the Kauaians for Earth, our home.
Right. So if you just tuned in, I'm with Tanis Helliwell. Her website is TanisHelliwell.com. TanisHelliwell.com. And Tanis is going to be offering a talk about the Leprechaun story, as well as book signing this Friday from 7:30 to 9. And then on Saturday, she'll be facilitating a workshop entitled Earth Our Home. That's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Both of these will be in the Wailua homesteads. If you'd like more information, or if you'd like to register, you can email Tanis at
Tanis, T-A-N-I-S, at Tanis Helliwell, H-E-L-L-I-W-E-L-L .com.
Right. So you mentioned elemental. So just for people who maybe heard that term or maybe never heard that term, maybe you could just give a definition of elementals.
Elementals are also called nature spirits or little people. In New Zealand, they're called children of the mist. In Iceland, they're called the Hooder folk, the hidden folk. And they would be beings like leprechauns, of course, my friend, gnomes, elves, trolls, goblins, brownies, for example. And so, as I said, they exist all over the world. And they live in a frequency, a dimension, their world is, just a little higher frequency than our third dimensional world. And now we're at a time when there's a lot of breakthroughs going on. We are humans are moving to a higher frequency. So people are starting to see them, hear them, talk to them. And Lloyd, who I've been working with, his role is to help people to partner with elementals to create a more beautiful, healthy world.
Right. Well, I know, I was reading the book and Lloyd was talking about, the different elementals and also like living on different planes and the astral planes. And I won't go too far into that, but maybe just talk about, the astral planes. And also, and he was saying, a lot of young humans, up until about the age of 7 actually can communicate with, the elementals on other planes. And then at some point, they fall into the, well, that's my imagination or whatever. But, and I know I've spoken with some friends, just recently since I knew you were coming, and they said, I had experiences like that. One was like until I was about 14, and then I didn't anymore. Right. So, maybe you could talk a little bit about, just about the innocence of childhood and inviting people just to remember about, maybe you can even talk about anything you saw when you were really young that was an elemental. I don't know.
Well, first of all, if I can, mm-hmm. I'll just talk about those two age periods because you really put your finger on it. Mm-hmm. When children are first born, they're very open. So they are able to see these realms, these elemental realms. And then they go to school. And that first part of their life, for example, Peter Pan is an elf living in that world. And if you remember the story, it is when Wendy starts to enter puberty, which is like 13, 14, that she can no longer go to Never Never Land. So those are the two ages when kind of the veil comes down, when they first go to school, and then if they miss it then at puberty. And so my work is to help people open up the veils again so that they can not only see elementals, but they can see angels or master teachers or whatever you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yes, if you just turned in, we're with Tanis Helliwell. And if you'd like to find out more about her work, she's authored many, many books. She also has her own institute, and that is?
The International Institute for Transformation.
Yes, and what's the website for that?
Woo, it's a little longer, but it is www.myspiritualtransformation.com.
Okay, myspiritualtransformation.com. All right. And so now when you say you do courses, so how's that work? So are you offering like, this course is like 1 month, this course is 6 months? What do you mean by courses?
Well, we're going to have a course this Saturday, which is a one-day course. Here in the Walia homesteads.
Walua
homesteads. I've just been on Maui. It was a little different. Okay. So we're going to do that here. So the courses could be a weekend on a theme. It could also be a meditation retreat, which would be a 7-day retreat, which I do every year in Germany, for example. It could be an online program. I've been doing ever since COVID, the dreaded COVID. I have been doing online courses, which are 5 weeks. So people come for an hour and a half, 1 day a week, and they get their workbooks. They get guided visualizations, MP3s with the lovely music, and they get their videos of whatever I'm talking about. I try to give people stuff that will appeal to their mind, which is the facts, the information that they may not have, exercises that they do, so that they bring it into their own lives. Then I want to help them with their right brain, so that's why the MP3s and the guided visualizations. I think we have to appeal to all aspects in a human being because we're all different, and And yet we all have to stretch. Some of us are stronger in the mantle, but we have to stretch into the heart. And so people need to have that kind of stuff going on. And others are vice versa, strong in the heart, but they have to get it in the head. So I like to have it kind of all-rounded.
Right. So if you just tuned in, I'm speaking with Tanis Hellawell, and she is the author of many, many books. One of her most recent is entitled The Leprechaun Story, as told by Lloyd to Tanis Hellawell. And this Lloyd is a leprechaun she met way back in the late 70s in Ireland.
80s, late
80s. Oh, 80s. Sorry, 80s. Okay. Sorry, 80s. Oops.
That's okay. I might be dead if it was the late 70s.
No. Anyway, so that was one of her earliest books, and Summer with the Leprechauns. And did you spend a whole summer there in Ireland?
Yeah, I spent a whole summer in this haunted cottage. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I never knew it was haunted when I took it sight unseen. But, it was a leprechaun family, and Lloyd, the male leprechaun, said that he had been waiting for a human who wanted to come, who could actually see him and talk to him, because he wanted me to write a book in a decade. And I said, a decade? How am I even going to remember in a decade what the heck is happening here? And he said, I'll be there. So I knew that this was kind of a long-term commitment. And it has been a joy in my life. We've co-written three books now together about his world and, you know, what it's like if I take people on tours to Ireland and he hijacks the tours, you know. So there's been lots of Lloyd in my life.
Right. Yes, and Lloyd is the leprechaun. So Tanis is actually going to be having a talk and a book signing Friday evening. That's this Friday evening, February 2nd, and that's from 7:30 to 9. And then on Saturday, she'll be facilitating a one-day workshop entitled Earth Our Home. That'll be from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Both of these events are happening in the Wailua homesteads. If you'd like more information or like to register, you can email Tanis at?
Tanis@TanisHellawell.com.
And you might as well spell it out. Bro.
Okay, it's Tanis, T-A-N-I-S, at Tanis, H-E-L-L-I-W. ELL, and I promise you I will answer
.com,
and I promise you I will answer your email.
Yes, and you can also visit her website, which is TanisHellawell.com, and find out more about all the work that she's done over the decades. Right now, I need to let you know that you are tuned to Kauai Community Radio. It's 12:30 here on the Garden Island. This is Tracy with Kauai Vibrations and my special guest, Tanis Hellawell. Right now, if you just tuned in, I'm speaking with Tanis Hellawell. And right now, we're going to talk a little bit about the Earth Guardians. Is that what you...
the Earth Guardians. What's that? Well, we're at a time, I think, that folks are feeling that we're in a critical time. And they're wondering, how can they be of service, of use to the earth or other beings, other wonderful beings evolving on this planet. And people may feel hopeless and helpless about this and think, well, gee whiz, I'm only one little person. But everyone has a unique gift. And it's their soul. It's their soul calling them to be here at this time. This is a time for pioneers. It's a time when the old world is ending and we can see it all around us. We can see a collapse of our economic system, our organizations, our environment. And this is destined. It's very important that humans don't feel like guilty, that they are totally responsible for this, because that is not the case. It's all part of divine planning that we would come to a time when we would start waking up. We were waking up from our collective hypnosis of our animal existence. And so a guardian is someone who is waking up and knows that our ultimate destiny is to be of service to this planet and all beings. And they're looking to see what can they specifically do.
Fantastic. So when your workshop this Saturday will be called Earth Our Home. Mm-hmm. And I guess you'll probably maybe delve in a little more.
Yeah, it's on, okay, I'm waking up. Now what do I do? Right? Yeah. It's practical. Luckily, Tracy, I had a mom and pop hardware store. That was my parents. So, I mean, everything I do is practical. like enough out of theory. We have to get ourselves out of theory right now and into practice.
Right. How beautiful. So if you just tuned in, I'm with Tanis Helliwell. Her website is tanishelliwell.com, TanisHellIwell. If you'd like more information, or if you would like to register for one or two of the events she's having this weekend, well, Friday evening, she'll be doing a talk about this latest book, The Leprechaun Story, as told by Lloyd to Tanis Helliwell. That's on Friday evening from 7:30 to 9. And then Saturday, she'll be facilitating a workshop, a one-day course called Earth Our Home. That will be from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., also in the Wailua homesteads. And if you would like to register or find out more, you can send her an email at
tanis@tanishelliwell.com.
Right. And so I know you're working on a new book, and I was intrigued because I know this new book is about dragons, and as we come into this next lunar new year, the lunar year of the wood dragon begins on February 10th. And it just seems like so timely that you're now writing this book about dragons as we are entering this wood dragon. And the last time we actually were in the year of the wood dragon was 1964. So that, I mean, because every 12 years you'd be a dragon, but there's the five elements. So it takes a long time to get around to wood again. But we're back in the wood dragon. And there was a lot going on in the 60s. So anyway, maybe just talk a little bit about this new book and what inspired you.
Well, I was meditating, and all of a sudden this wonderful being grabbed hold of me. And I found myself way up in a high astral world. So this sounds maybe to your folks a bit woo-woo, but I was way up there. And this wonderful being said to me, "You've done enough on elementals," because after all, I've done 3 decades of books on elementals. So this being said, "Now," and he turned towards this one world and said, "What about dragons?" And so it's a command. It was said nicely, but it was a command. And I've had a couple of powerful experiences with dragons during my lifetime, one of them being the Moho right here in Kauai, when I was told that that was my my lineage in my mother's side. So, but there have been other experiences with dragons. And so, why dragons now? Well, as you said, it is the year of the dragon, but believe it or not, when I started this book, or when I heard this, it was like 2.5 years ago. And I hadn't thought of that. It's about the fact that the dragons are helping to birth the earth. They're helping to break up the old crust of the earth. It's like the earth is a chicken, a little baby chick, and the shell is breaking open so that we can move to higher frequencies, and the dragons are involved with this. And they tell me that they have been involved with the evolution of humanity from time immemorial. They want this written about what they're doing. And they also are talking about their own dragon world and what the dragon evolution is all about. So I'm really excited about this book. I've been editing here in Kauai and before Kauai on Maui. And it should be out by June at the latest.
Right, so just in a few months.
Yeah, it's called The Dragon's Tale.
The Dragon's Tale. You could even do T-A-L-E or T-A-I-L.
No. Well, you could, but it will be T-A-L-E.
I just like to have fun with words.
Yeah.
So if you just tuned in, I'm through with Tanis Helliwell. Her website is tanishelliwell.com, T-A-N-I-S-H-E-L-L-I-W-E-L-L. And Tanis is going to be offering a talk and a book signing on Friday night, and it's about her latest book, The Leprechaun Story, as told by Lloyd to Tanis Helliwell. And Lloyd is the leprechaun she met back in the 80s, and this is the third book they've collaborated together with or on. She's authored many books, and I'm just going to mention them one more time for people who just tuned in. And if you'd like for more information or actually have the address for these events this weekend, you can email Tanis at tanis@tanishelliwell.com. Anyway, here's some other books by Tanis. Good Morning Henry, which is an in-depth journey with the body intelligence, which I always like to call innate intelligence, our innate intelligence. High Beings of Hawaii, which were her encounters with mystical ancestors. Hybrids, So You Think You Are Human. Summer with the Leprechauns, A True Story. Pilgrimage with the Leprechauns, A True Story of a Mystical Tour of Ireland. Decoding Your Destiny, Keys to Humanity's Spiritual Transformation. Manifest Your Soul's Purpose, and Embraced by Love, which is poems. So maybe before we end this conversation, we could talk a little bit about Manifest Your Soul's Purpose, because I know, we all have a soul. I mean, you know, if we believe that, and I do. So maybe you wrote a whole book about it. I mean, obviously you see the value in that, but I mean, what's like, I don't know, something you can just share with someone that might help them recognizing what their soul's purpose is.
Okay. Our soul, you could call it our higher self. You could call it that inner voice of deep conscience. So our soul is an eternal part of the divine. Each of our souls is totally unique. And it works with our personality from lifetime to lifetime to help make us a soul-infused personality. So that is the purpose of our soul and our personality. Our personality, as you know, is a construct. Each one we get for 70 to 100 years, and then it's gone, but our soul is not. And this is a time, I believe it's a time, when we are all called to become a soul-infused personality, which basically means that our personalities are perfect for this life. So it's not trying to change the personality. It's just trying to listen to the soul and do what the soul would like, which our personality is meant to do. I mean, that is our purpose. So yeah, I'm starting an online program in two weeks actually called Answer Your Soul's Call, because for me, this is the numero uno thing that each of us can do at this particular time, especially this year. You mentioned it's the year of the dragon and the wood dragon, and that's all about new beginnings, fertility, abundance. It's like perfect to do Answer Your Soul's Call.
Right. And now that's through your other website.
Yeah, it's on Tanis at tanishelliwell.com too. It's on tanishelliwell.com.
And what's your other website too?
It's myspiritualtransformation.com. And sure, it's a 5-week program and people can register for that. And I'm on live every week. Right. Just like you're on live every week, Tracy.
That's true. Well, I'm so glad you're able to join me today, Tanis.
Well, it's been a treat. I love being interviewed by you. Right, well, yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. So once again, you can find out more at tanishelliwell.com. If you're interested in her online courses, you can visit myspiritualtransformation.com. And if you would like to register or find out more about her talk this Friday evening about this most recent book, The Leprechaun Story, that's going to be happening Friday from 7:30 to 9. And then Saturday, she'll be offering and facilitating a one-day workshop, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and it's entitled Earth, Our Home. Maybe just for people just tuning in, just a quick little synopsis of what Earth, Our Home is going to be like on Saturday. I know you, well, you didn't mention here, but I know you've mentioned before it has a lot to do with the people who show up, because I know your workshops are very experiential, and so you want to make sure the experience works for everyone. But maybe you could just like give a little brief synopsis of what will happen on Saturday.
Sure. We'll be working with helping people to look at, are the elements of earth, air, fire, and water in balance in their body, for example, and how to do that. Maybe look at doing a past life regression, which would be custom made to the people that are there, around what is their guardianship, what is their role with the earth right now, what is their soul's purpose right now. Those are two possible things that we could be doing, and I draw from mystical First Nations traditions to give structure to things for them. And I just welcome whoever feels called. It's going to be a wonderful day together.
Right. And also, I just want to mention, because I know, like, Jean Houston, you know, studied with her for a lot, you know, for many years. It's almost like a mentor, I guess, sort of. Was she sort of like a mentor for you, or?
Jean Houston, I think, is a teacher of teachers. She is absolutely phenomenal. Yeah.
Well, because, I mean, I do know she wrote praise for this book I'm holding in my hand right now, The Leprechaun Story. I just know you have, you know, spent, you know, a lot of time with Jean Houston. So I just thought I would put her name out there because so many people are familiar with her work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Tanis. Once again, you can find out more about Tanis and her work and her books. And that website is TanisHelliwell.com, TanisHelliwell.com. You can also visit her MySpiritualTransformation.com website. And if you'd like more information, or if you'd like to register for the evening talk this Friday night, 7:30 to 9, or the one-day workshop, Earth Our Home, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., you can email her at Tanis, T-A-N-I-S, at TanisHelliwell.com. Anyway, thank you so much, Tanis. Always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me on, Tracy.
And I look forward to reading your dragon book in the year of the dragon.
Ooh.